your thoughts from what you saw behind the bench tonight? You had a chance there late, but I guess it just came too little too late.
Yeah, I think when you go into your game and you think it looked like we were just going to throw sticks in and they were going to roll over and give us that one, and you know, when you only compete for about 5 minutes of the game, it's hard to win, especially when a team is surviving for their life and on their backs, and we definitely didn't come out and compete one bit tonight.
Is it just a little bit of complacency, would you think?
Yeah, arrogance, complacency, whatever you want to call it. No respect for the game in hockey. And it's sad, and it goes to show you that this game's so much mental. Coming into this thing, guys are ready to go, but at the end of the day, they didn't want to work and compete and put it all out there on the line, and they did, and that's what happens. You give up 45 shots, you take 10 or 6 penalties, you turn over the puck a bunch, you get 28 shots let on you in the second period, and that's not going to work in regular season, let alone playoffs.
Yeah, and still, you only lose by one goal, but a couple of breakdowns in that second period. I guess it was the difference here tonight.
Yeah, I think it goes right back to their first penalty when Armstrong gets kicked out. Our bench is laughing and screaming and thinking that, we got a 5-minute power play, yeah. And here we go, game over. And like I said, that's the arrogance, unfortunately, that we had tonight, and it came back to stick us.
Yeah, I did thought competed tonight was your goaltender who made 42 saves here tonight. I think in that second period again, where I mean the two goals that went in were grade A plus, it seemed like, and again Josh just continues to deliver and give your team's chances to win.
Yeah, he's the backbone of the group. We talk about it all the time. You never are going to question Josh's compete and his effort in a game, and we definitely let him out to dry here tonight and got to force him to play again tomorrow.
Yeah, Carlson and Yakutinak back in the lineup. Obviously, huge boosts to your group. Some things they want back tonight, but just your thoughts on them having them back. They're such vital parts of your hockey team.
Yeah, they're huge, especially when you take 6 penalties. It's nice to have Karst there, but I thought they both got better as the game went on. I thought maybe at the start Karst was trying to jump up a little bit and make a statement, and Yak was a little bit tentative, but as the game got on, they got their legs under him a little bit and a little bit more comfortable in the game, and they were fine. But at the end of the day, we need, we can't just rely on Carson to come back or Yak to come back and that's going to be our savior. And it's maybe almost mentally we thought, okay, Karst is here, we're going to be fine, and that's not how we work. We talk about it a bunch. We don't have any superstars. We don't have 100-point guys. We're a 4-line, 3 group on the back end and team, and we got to play the right way, and we didn't play our game one bit. You look at how many turnovers we cost in the neutral zone. I don't think our forecheck was good at all. I think the fourth line had a couple decent shifts of getting it in there in the third, but other than that, it was just work, get it out, get in the neutral zone, trying to make one or too many plays. They're on top of you, and give them credit. I mean, they threw a game at us. They knew their season was on the line. They played extremely well, and we didn't come into this thinking that we were going to win 4 straight either. So it's frustrating. It's disappointing for sure to see the lack of compete and effort that our group showed here tonight. But at the end of the day, we talk about playoffs all the time, and it's a reset. It's a quick turnaround. We got these guys again tomorrow at 6 o'clock, and we'll look over some things. But at the end of the day, it's not X and O's. It's mentally digging in, diving in, and getting into guys and wanting to beat the guy that's lined up against you at the start of the shift. So it, as hard as it is, hopefully it's a lesson for our group. We look like a team that's won 12 straight and just thought we were going to go out there and do it. So it's a life lesson here for this group, and we're going to go through things. And if this is adversity, great. We need adversity. That's what makes playoff hockey fun and what makes groups tight and together. So it ain't the end of the world. We're still up 3-1. Yeah. Take a breath here, relax, and move on. But at the end of the day, like I said, we got to be better tomorrow.
That was going to be my next point. I ask you this in regular season all the time. You got to get right back at it tomorrow to win a series. If you told us at the start of the series you'd be up 3-1 with a chance to close it out, I feel like you take it.
Every day of the week. Yeah. Every day of the week. This is a good hockey team. I mean, they went to the finals last year, and they got a core group of guys that have been there and been through this stuff. So we knew they were going to roll over, like you said, 3-1 here. We got a chance to close it out here tomorrow, and that's going to be our focus. We got to wash this one out here and get back to work and really dig in tomorrow.
Yeah, appreciate it, Riggs, as always.
Perfect. Thanks, Wiltz.
Carter Rigby, appreciate his time as always. Let's take a look at the out-of-town scoreboard.